Further Teachings of Lord Chaitanya, Chapter 35, South India, Episode 5. You are an authority in the reading of Bhagavad Gita. In the holy place of Sri Ranga Kshetra, a Brahmana Vaishnava used to visit the temple daily and recite the entire Bhagavad Gita. This Brahmana regularly read the 18 chapters of Bhagavad Gita in great transcendental ecstasy. But because he could not pronounce the words correctly, people used to joke about him. Due to his incorrect pronunciation, people sometimes criticized him or laughed at him. But he did not care, for he was full of ecstasy due to reading Bhagavad Gita and was personally very happy. While reading Bhagavad Gita, this Brahmana experienced transcendental bodily transformations. His hair stood on end, tears welled in his eyes, and his body trembled and perspired as he attempted to read. Seeing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy, and so he asked this Brahmana, "My dear sir, why are you in such ecstatic love? Which portion of Bhagavad Gita gives you such transcendental pleasure?" "Oh, I am illiterate, and therefore I do not know the meaning of the words. Sometimes I read Bhagavad Gita correctly, and sometimes incorrectly. But in any case, I am doing this in compliance with the orders of my spiritual master. Actually, I only see Lord Krishna sitting on a chariot. As Arjuna's chariot driver, taking the reins in his hands, Krishna appears very beautiful and blackish. While seeing Lord Krishna sitting in a chariot and instructing Arjuna, I am filled with ecstatic happiness. As long as I read Bhagavad Gita, I simply see Krishna's beautiful features. It is for this reason that I am reading Bhagavad Gita, and my mind cannot be distracted from this. Yes, indeed, you are an authority in the reading of Bhagavad Gita, for whatever you know constitutes the real purport of Bhagavad Gita." After saying this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced the Brahmana, and the Brahmana, catching the lotus feet of the Lord, began to cry. Then the Brahmana said, "Upon seeing you, my happiness is doubled. So I take it that you are the very same Lord Krishna." The mind of the Brahmana was purified by the revelation of Lord Krishna, and therefore he could understand the truth of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in all details. Lord Chaitanya then taught the Brahman very thoroughly, requesting him not to disclose the fact that Lord Chaitanya was indeed Lord Krishna himself. That Brahmana became a great devotee of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and for 4 continuous months did not give up the Lord's company. The following are purports for this section of Chaitanya Charitamrita by A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although the Brahmana could not pronounce the words very well due to his illiteracy, still he was able to experience ecstatic symptoms while reading Bhagavad Gita. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very much pleased to observe these symptoms, and this indicates that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is pleased by devotion, not by erudite scholarship, having or showing profound knowledge. Even though the words were imperfectly pronounced, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Lord Krishna himself, did not think this very serious. Rather, Sri Krishna Chaitanya was pleased by the bhava, the brahmana's devotion. This is confirmed in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Tad bhag visargo janataga viplavo yasmin pratishlokam abadavati api namani anantasya yasho ankitani yat srinvanti gayanti grinanti sadavaha. On the other hand, that literature which is full of descriptions of the transcendental glories of the name, fame, forms, and pastimes of the unlimited Supreme Lord is a different creation, full of transcendental words directed toward bringing about a revolution in the impious lives of this world's misdirected civilization. Such transcendental literature, even though imperfectly composed, is heard, sung, and accepted by purified men who are thoroughly honest. So herein is a good example of a person who had become so successful that he was able to capture the attention of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu even while reading Bhagavad Gita incorrectly. His spiritual activities did not depend on material things such as correct pronunciation. Rather, his success depended on strictly following the instructions of his spiritual master. Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha grau tasyaite kathita ki artha prakashante mahaatmanah. Only unto those great souls who have implicit faith in both the Lord and the spiritual master are all the imports of Vedic knowledge automatically revealed. Actually, the meaning of the words of Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam are revealed to one strictly following the orders of the spiritual master. They are also revealed to one who has equal faith in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In other words, being faithful to both Krishna and the spiritual master is the secret of success in spiritual life. According to the Shastras, Bhaktya Bhagavatam Krahyam Na Buddhya Na Cha Tikkaya. One should understand Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam by hearing them from a real devotee, because one cannot understand them simply by erudite scholarship or by sharp intelligence. And it is also said, Gitadhita chayenapi bhakti bhavena chetasa veda shastra puranani tenadhitani sarvasha. To one who reads Bhagavad Gita with faith and devotion, the essence of Vedic knowledge is revealed. And according to the Shvetashvatara Upanishad, Yasya deve para bhaktir yatha deve tatha grau tasyaite katahita hi artha prakashante maha atmanaha. All Vedic scriptures are to be understood with faith and devotion, and not by mundane scholarship. We therefore present Bhagavad Gita as it is. There are many so-called scholars and philosophers who read Bhagavad Gita in a scholarly way, but they simply waste their time and mislead those who read their commentaries. Therefore, it is a qualification of great thinkers to pick up the best even from the worst. It is said that an intelligent man should pick up nectar from a stock of poison, should accept gold even from a filthy place, should accept a good and qualified wife even from an obscure family, and should accept a good lesson even from a man or from a teacher who comes from the untouchables. And so these are some of the ethical instructions for everyone in every place without exception. But the saint is far above the level of an ordinary man. The saint is always absorbed in glorifying the Supreme Lord, because by broadcasting the holy name and fame of the Supreme Lord, the polluted atmosphere of the world will change, and as a result of propagating transcendental literatures like Srimad Bhagavatam, people will become sane in their transactions. And while preparing this commentation for this particular stanza, we have a crisis before us, which took place sometime before August 1965. Our neighboring friend China attacked the border of India with a militaristic spirit. We have practically no business in the political field, yet we see that previously there were both China and India, and they both lived peacefully for centuries without ill feeling. The reason is that they lived those days in an atmosphere of God consciousness, and every country over the surface of the world was God-fearing, pure-hearted, and simple, and there was no question of political diplomacy. There is no cause of quarrel between the two countries, China and India, over land which is not very suitable for habitation. And certainly there is no cause for fighting on this issue. But due to the age of Kali, which we have discussed, there is always a chance of quarrel on slight provocation. But this is due not to the issue in question, but to the polluted atmosphere of this age of Kali. Systematically, there is propaganda by a section of people to stop the glorification of the name and fame of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, there is a great need for disseminating the message of Srimad Bhagavatam all over the world. It is the duty of every responsible Indian to broadcast the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam throughout the whole world in order to do the supermost good as well as to bring about the desired peace in the world. But because India has failed in her duty by neglecting this responsible work, there is so much quarrel and trouble all over the world. However, we are confident that if the transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam is received only by the leading men of the world, then certainly there will be a change of heart, and naturally the people in general will follow them. The mass of people in general are tools in the hands of the modern politicians and leaders of the people. But if there is a change of heart of the leaders only, then certainly there will be a radical change in the atmosphere of the whole world. And yet, we know that our honest attempt to present this great literature, conveying transcendental messages for reviving the God consciousness of the people in general, and the re-spiritualizing the whole world atmosphere, will be fraught with many difficulties. Even our presenting this matter in adequate language, especially a foreign language, will certainly fail, and there will be so many literary discrepancies despite our honest attempt to present it in the proper way. But we are sure that with all of our faults in this connection, the seriousness of the subject matter will be taken into consideration, and the leaders of society will still accept this due to its being an honest attempt to glorify the Almighty God Himself. Just as when there is a fire in a house, the inmates of the house go out to get help from the neighbors who may be foreigners. And yet, without knowing the language, the victims of the fire express themselves, and the neighbors understand the need, even though not expressed in the same language. So, the same spirit of cooperation is needed in order to broadcast this transcendental message of Srimad Bhagavatam throughout the polluted atmosphere of the world. After all, it is a technical science of spiritual values, and thus we are concerned with the techniques and not with the language. If the techniques of this great literature are understood by the people of the world, there will be success. When there are too many materialistic activities by the people in general all over the world, then there is no wonder that a person or nation attacks another person or nation upon slight provocation. That is the rule of this age of Kali or quarrel. The atmosphere is already polluted with corruption of all description, and everyone knows it well that there are so many unwanted literatures full of materialistic ideas of sense gratification. In many countries, there are bodies appointed by the state to detect and censor obscene literature. This means that neither the government nor the responsible leaders of the public want such literatures, and yet it is in the marketplace because people want it for sense gratification. The people in general want to read, for that is a natural instinct. But because their minds are polluted, they want such literatures. So under the circumstances, transcendental literature like Srimad Bhagavatam will not only diminish the activities of the corrupt mind of the people in general, but also it will supply food for their hankering after reading some interesting literature. Now, in the beginning, they may not like it because one suffering from jaundice is reluctant to take sugar candy. But we should know that sugar candy is the only remedy for jaundice. Similarly, let there be systematic propaganda for popularizing the reading of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, which will act like sugar candy for the jaundice-like condition of sense gratification. When men have a taste for this literature, the other literatures, which are catering poison to society, will then automatically cease. Therefore, we are sure that everyone in human society will welcome Srimad Bhagavatam, even though it is now presented with so many faults, for it is recommended by Sri Narada Muni. Recorded January 18, 2022 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.